and it moved at a rate where it turned over a 2-foot furrow, and if you'd count the revolutions of the big wheel and find how far it was around the land, you could tell just how long it'd take you to plow an acre and how long it'd take you to plow the whole field, sometimes 3-4 days, sometimes longer. Now you can get on a tractor and plow night and day, and you don't have to unharness the horses, you don't have to curry them, you don't have to feed them, you don't have to water them, you don't have to do anything but just run the tractor till you go to sleep and then go in and take a nap and come back and run it again. I didn't live in that age. I'm sorry I didn't, and I don't want to turn the clock back. I don't want to go back to that horse and buggy age, although some of our Republican friends do.
Mr. Truman, President Truman, we know that you have a schedule to make and that those who are in charge of that schedule, I know, are very anxious to have you go with them in the next few seconds. Before you do, may I remind you again that many of these people have come since you made your appearance earlier today, and that altogether, we have no definite final figure on the count, but I've heard many estimates of more than 100,000 people here to see you. Many of these people are seeing you for the first time, and probably just in closing, you might want to make a statement as to how you feel about coming back to the land of golden corn and green fields.
I'll come back anytime you ask me, especially when I'm met by 10 acres of people. Now you figure out how many that is.
And thank you very much, Herb Plambeck. At this time, amid a huge throng of some 100,000 people here at the site of the 6th annual National Plowing Match and Soil Conservation Field Day, we'll have another broadcast from here this afternoon at 4 o'clock. That broadcast will be at 3:30 until 4, but until then, we return you to Des Moines.
The Central Broadcasting Company stations, WHO and WHO-FM Des Moines.